We're going to be joined by Gigi Stetlow. Gigi, are you with us this morning?
I am.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for calling in. And we have a total party in the studio today, so you called at a good time. And where are you calling us from this morning?
I am in sunny Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wow. Fort Lauderdale. Have you ever been, Kay?
Yes.
Yeah, you have. Well, I've never been, but I heard it's pretty cool. Is that where you lived all your life, Gigi?
I actually lived in L.A. for a while.
Oh, wow.
I really miss it. I wish I was there live in your studio.
Yeah, I know. So what made you move? I mean, obviously, Fort Lauderdale is not a bad place to be, but why would somebody leave L.A. and move to the East Coast?
Well, I was actually born and raised in Miami Beach, and I went out actually for a vacation when I was really young. I don't know, I was probably 19, 20, and I went out for a vacation and fell in love and stayed there for, I don't know, almost 5 years, about four years maybe, and had a blast. I lived in Sherman Oaks, so I was a Valley girl.
Oh, wow, and then we're right here.
I was too.
Yeah, we're right in Sherman Oaks, right, yeah. So maybe you will make a trip sometime and you can come and sit in the studio with us. But I wanted to introduce you, so you know who you're talking to. I'm joined by Kay Brandt, and also Karina is sitting with us,
hey,
our guest today. So you know you're speaking to one male, two females. And so let's get started. Gigi, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. Introduce yourself to us.
Well, I'm a little bit of everything. I say jack of all trades, master of none. I'm a single mom, 10th grade dropout. And
wow.
successfully built a $20 million empire in a male dominant good old boys industry.
Wow.
God damn.
And
yeah.
I need to do that.
We have to be
well,
friends.
But it didn't last forever. So, I always say that it's easy. Well, it's not easy, but it's easier to get on top than it is to stay on top. So as soon as you're on top, then you have all the sharks nipping at your
ankles. Oh, I know that feeling.
Ankles.
I know that.
And
yeah.
My big competitors that were a conglomerate, actually, kind of like the Walmart of the camping business. They seek their sights on my territory, and I said no to a sale, and they sabotaged me anyway. So,
wow,
so
yeah.
I was crumbling, crashing back down
so
to 6 feet under. So.
Yeah. So for a woman, obviously, there are more obstacles to success, but you've overcome them anyway. I wanted to agree with you as far as staying on top. I mean, I never made that kind of money in my life.
I know
that I ever will. But what I am saying is, you got to for example, with me, I can start a business any day. I can start one every day. But to keep it going,
right,
that's hard. You know, so I think that's what you're describing, Gigi, in being able to stay there once you accomplish what it is you wanted to do.
Well, that's the thing, is that, I mean, nobody wants you if you're not worth anything, and nobody wants you if you don't have anything, you know, that they want. So, so the more, I kind of stayed in my own little world when I was growing my company, and I was buying out smaller stores and things, and nobody bothered me. I had, you know, I was kind of a lone wolf down here in South Florida, and then I had this vision to build this huge facility in 2008, and I was on top of the world and built this 74,000 square foot indoor showroom, which would have been the largest retail center in the country. And then all of a sudden people are like,
wow,
what, who is she, where did this come from? And nobody wanted it to happen. So
wow. What's your business, the retail business that you're involved in?
Recreational vehicles. I'm a dealership.
Wow. So like RVs?
Yeah, so it's like being in the car business, but actually 10 times harder. So
are you still selling RVs?
Yeah, RVs is what it sounds like.
RVs,
right?
or Sea-Doos? Okay.
Wow, I would love that. I mean, you want to talk about that lifestyle of living with an RV? I mean, this is one of the things I aspire for. Is to get to a point where I can actually just travel, just live in an RV, right? And you guys, Gigi, probably carry some of those really luxurious big ones, right?
Like a bus. I was just like watching this on Sunday night.
I have every price range. You know, people always just think, oh, I got to wait till retired. That's actually not my market. I don't sell to very many retirees.
Right.
I sell to baby boomers. I sell to you know, young families.
Right.
It's a lifestyle now.
It is
a
lifestyle.
It's a good getaway weekend, 3-4 days. We have a membership program. We have all sorts of things. We do rentals. So you don't. It's not. I mean, if you imagine going on vacation and having to buy 6 plane tickets and carry a whole family along with
right.
you and packing and this and that, where you can rent an RV and go even 300 miles and think you're out of in another country because right. the campgrounds are so beautiful. So it's just a whole new experience. And my rentals are from 150 a day to 600 a day, and they sleep, you know, 4, 6, 8 people. So it's just
oh wow! How cool,
awesome.
How cool is that? I was just researching RVs on this side of the country, of course, but because you know my brother has one, they've been going a lot, and I mean you can't compare a vacation with an RV. You know, I mean you get to
like
be
a
like
road trip.
Yeah, you know, and some people are like you can pull up to the water and camp right there. You know, I mean how else
Amazing.
Can you do that, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Your home is where you're plugged into.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So that's yeah. cool. I wouldn't even ask you why you got into it because it's clear. But how did you get into it, Gigi?
Well, I got into the business. It was an accident. It wasn't. I was in the hotel business, actually, and I was working for a friend of mine, helping him get his hotel sold on South Beach and right in the heart of the Art Deco district back then in South Beach. And well, when we sold the last property, I kind of sold myself out of a job. So
wow.
a friend of my mother's had bought this piece of property in Hollywood, Florida, and it had a bunch of RVs on it. It was an RV it was a dealership, and it had some RVs on it. But he had bought the land, not really the business, but the inventory was there. So he said, okay, get rid of those things on wheels, get rid of them, and so we can develop the property. And it was like 10 or 12
sure.
units on the property. So I ended up selling them, fixing them, taking trade-ins, ordering new ones, and the next thing I know, we're in the business. I'm in the RV business. That's kind of how it started. That was 30 years ago.
Wow. We're talking to Gigi Stettler. You guys can go to the website. Spell the name for us so people can easily find the website, or just Google it.
RV Sales of Broward, B-R-O-W-A-R-D.
Okay, cool. And also, you have a website, too, because I'm seeing all the information on GigiStettler.com.
GigiStettler.com.
So, right. So you guys will see a lot of the stuff, Unstoppable Life, and also your book and stuff. Let's discuss that a little bit. Your book is Surviving is Just a... Or no, that's the subtitle, right?
Unstoppable,
right. So tell us a little bit about that. So you described your life overcoming the difficulties in a man's world. How did this come about?
It started earlier than that, like my family life. I always kind of considered myself as born out of failure, a success born out of failure. My parents got divorced when we were young. My father was a millionaire, and my mother left him when we were like 2 and 3, my brother and I, and she went on a long battle of fighting him for child support, and he didn't want anything to do with me, so he was pretty much disowned me. And so for years I couldn't understand why he wanted nothing to do with me. And he loved my brother. He always sent my brother cards and birthday cards and gifts and never anything for me. So I was and you know, he lived a very luxurious lifestyle, and we lived in a small house because my mother left him. So,
well, good for her for leaving.
But I could never understand what, like, you know, when you're young and you really don't, you only hear one side of the story, you don't really know what the story is. So when I got my first job at 11, and I was hustling my way to, because my mother always said, if you want to designer jeans, go get a job. You want a horse, go get a job. And I, because that was my passion with horses, since I was 5.
And you got a
right.
job.
So I, when I was 16, I got my driver's license and I bought my first car because I had saved up, you know, whatever money I had earned. And I decided to drive down to my father's restaurant and meet him face to face and see, like, I think I spent my whole early years just trying to be accepted by him. I showed up and there he was with friends at the restaurant, and he actually... We stared at each other for a minute like stray cats on the street, you know, and then we just met and we started talking, and then he started introducing me to his friends and my daughter, and all of a sudden, like, he was proud of me. It was just the most amazing day of my life. He was proud of me, and I'm actually going to have a relationship with my father because I couldn't understand what happened.
Yeah.
And everything was just, it was going to be great, and I was just so excited. I went home, like, on top of the moon, and we had plans to meet for lunch the next day. So my mother woke us, my brother and I, up at 3 o'clock in the morning at night, and my father passed away of a heart attack.
Wow.
So I never got to meet him the next day.
Wow. Interesting how life
so
works
that was
out.
My closure.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have that in the book? Is that all described there?
That's all in the book.
That sounds fascinating to me. I mean, what a story, you know. The book is Unstoppable. We're talking to Gigi Stettler. What's Unstoppable Life? Life and business coaching. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I wrote my book. I put all my dirty laundry out there to inspire others. That if you think you've had a bad day after you read my book, you'll never say that again. And basically to march forward and put a smile on your face, you know, as many times as you fail and fall. It's not about that. It's about how quickly you get up, dust off, and go again. So I started the coaching program because I was lost. And as a young girl, I was lost. I've had everything has happened to me. I was stabbed 21 times and left for dead. I was raped. I was cheated.
That's fucked up.
So many things. I wasn't falsely imprisoned. I can go on and on. It's all in the book. But I just,
that's some drama right there.
She's got a story. You don't write a book if you don't have drama.
You gotta write a book because I don't think we have enough time on the radio. So,
we'll don't give everything away.
We'll just tease it. Yeah, there you
give
go.
Give us a taste of it.
Well, Gigi, that's
so
awesome.
Coach to me I love to coach. I like to take throwaway kids, throwaway girls, because I was a throwaway kid, and I give girls legs, and that's what my coaching sessions are about.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome. That's cool, awesome. Good. If you guys want to find out more, tell us how people can find you, how people can get a hold of you.
GigiStettler.com.
Okay.
You can find me, Gigi Stettler, on Facebook or GigiStettler.com. Pretty much you can stalk me from there.
Sounds good. And so now, do you have... you obviously have that RV lifestyle. Do you have a big family?
It's just my son and I, and my mother lives with me. My mother's 90, and she's living with me now, and it's my son.
How cool. Wow.
And my mother. And my brother. My brother works for me, and we're a very small family. We always are.
So as far as siblings, is that just the one sibling you have is your brother?
Yep.
I see.
Yeah, just my brother.
So, and what was his growing up like? Was it different or did he experience similar things?
My brother is actually just like my mother. They're very, very similar. My mother grew up a very bitter, very bitter life, and always been very bitter, and I could never really understand why. But when people read my book, and when I wrote the book, when people were reading it, and they know my mother, and they see me with my mother, and I didn't write it for anyone to ever judge her. So if I can forgive her, everyone needs to forgive her, and because you have to forgive to forget. She's not going to win the Mother of the Year award. But I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if she didn't do some of the things she did to me. So,
really,
so my brother is just like her, and it's just so ironic that we're so opposite.
Yeah,
he worked for me, and we get along. It's just amazing, because my mother lives with me now, but she doesn't remember quite as much as she did before. But it's just amazing. I see my mother and my brother in my mother, and I can't on a daily basis. It's kind of crazy. And I'm so the opposite.
It's unfortunate. I hope that at some point in their life that they're able to find some type of peace.
Yeah,
and make
eventually
peace with,
I think you do, you know.
Mm-hmm. They won't.
Yeah. So
no, don't forget
they
about
won't.
Yourself.
They,
I mean,
they won't, but like I said, I don't judge. But the thing is that it's very hard for you to find, peace when you don't think that you need it.
Yeah, I hear you, So now,
you don't think you've done anything wrong. If you don't think there's anything wrong with you, then how are you ever going to fix it?
Right. Absolutely. Well, Gigi Stettler, fascinating story. I think everybody should check it out. Also, the RV part of this, amazing. So you do sales and rentals and all that stuff on your side of the country. Tell people again where they can find you as far as RVing. And what does it take? I mean, I often wondered, do you have to learn how to drive these things?
Because
some of them are
it's
big.
Like a bus. Right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would pick out something that you're, you know, comfortable driving. We have everything from a 20 foot all the way to a 45 foot. So, you know,
Wow.
I drive an SUV like it's a Hyundai. You know, like it's a tiny car, my SUV. I can't, I'm afraid to get behind the wheel of an RV. Yeah,
I'm driving Chevy with the camera behind the car, and I'm still afraid.
I drive like a van, like a minivan.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
My little 20 footers. And you know, the best thing, I mean, you guys are being in California, you know, if you ever come to South Florida, you just fly here. We're 5 minutes from the airport. We pick you up. We have a coach all ready for you. Go take a tour around South Florida, get back, you know, drop it back off, and we'll take you back to the airport.
Wow, how cool is that?
That's the best way to see South Florida.
Wow. Or anywhere, now, right? There's an idea for a trip right there. All right. You know? Wow. Well, Gigi, thank you so much. Road trip. Gigi, thank you so much for joining us this morning, for calling in, and much continued success to you. You're very inspiring.
Fascinating.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was cool. That is cool. I like inspiring people, and especially women, you know.